It's the second Friday of 2024 and a lot has happened already, but we are still pushing. With that being said, welcome back to another episode of Voice It, and I'm your host and your baby girl for life, Nafisa. Yes, before I actually start, happy birthday, my namesake. I wish you long life and prosperity. I pray that you continue to move from blessings to blessings, and I pray that all your heart desires will be granted. This is for Jimo, Nafisa Ayomide. Mwah. I love you, baby girl. So yes, welcome back to another episode. Yes, your baby girl is back, as I've said before, and I hope this week has actually been awesome for you, just like Debbie Mommy Z of Twitter. It's so crazy how Nigerians have actually pulled up for her. They've donated a lot of money, and in my head I'm like, God I beg, send my helper. It's so funny how I checked her tweets from like last year, where she was actually saying a lot that, oh God, please just do this, God, please just do that, and then still on that same Twitter, God just said it's open doors for her just by saying that she cooks for her husband by 4:50 a.m. Bro, it's no more than that. Just one tweet has blessed somebody's daughter. I pray that our helpers shall find us. I pray that God Almighty will actually make us do that thing that will lead us to our helper by the special grace of God. Amen. Okay, so today I'm actually going to be talking about suicide, be it committing suicide, be it suicidal thoughts, be it depression. Everything just accumulates to somebody either losing their life or attempting murder, basically. So I saw a tweet, I think Thursday or Wednesday, I really cannot remember right now, but it got to me because a lot of people last year actually made attempts to actually take their lives, and a lot of people actually took their lives too. And it's so funny how we're entering 2024, it's just the second week of the month and of the year, and somebody has actually taken her life, which is very, very sad. I pray that her soul is actually going to rest in peace. As we all know, it's actually a sin for an individual or for a person to actually commit suicide. It's in the Quran, and I strongly believe that it's in the Bible too. So under that particular tweet about the lady that took her life, somebody commented and said that, oh, people that actually take their lives are actually very, very courageous, and they just really don't know how to put their courage into something, but they put it into killing themselves, because how does it go well in their brain? How do they process the whole thing for them to actually commit suicide? That was what the person said. And then under the comment, under that particular comment, other people commented and they were like, that's not being courageous, it's about you being fearful, it's about you being too sad, and then you don't just know what to do again, rather than for you to talk to other people, you said that, oh, let me just take my life. But they just really said that that's not you being courageous, because committing suicide is courageous and not courageous. Because imagine somebody taking sniper where they use kill things, you are legit taking that thing to take your own life. You have to process it that, come on, I'm actually taking my life, oh, this thing, I'm not going to make it out alive, oh. All of those thoughts are going to come, and then there's another part where the person will just be like, oh, I'm actually scared to take my life, God forgive me, what exactly am I doing? All of these things are legit happening in the person's head, but the person has just made that decision that, oh, I want to do this. Like people too that used to jump into Third Mainland Bridge, or I remember a guy from last year that was about to jump down from Falomo Bridge down. Like different stories, to be very, very honest, but this one got to me because of her last note. She mentioned that the economy is harder, it looks as if things are not going well for her, and it just feels like the best option for her to actually take is for her, or the best decision is for her to take her life. Yes, a friend of mine actually said that a problem shared is see finish. Yes, we have moved the whole notion of a problem shared is half solved to a problem shared is see finish. Because imagine me coming to you to actually pour out my heart and tell you that, oh, I'm actually feeling this type of way. Is either the person is talking about money, is either the person is talking about family or work or something. Somebody just comes to talk to you about something, and then the next thing you are saying is, oh, me too, I've been in this situation, or mommy, I don't know how to help you, or one thing or the other. Because we are all facing the same problem. It's just different shades of shiggy, to be very, very honest. We are all we're all seeing shiggy, but it's just different shades. My problem now can be money. Yours can just be work pressure, or another person too can be money. But my own, just imagine me that I need money to actually buy something, and then another person really just needs money to eat. We're still talking about the same money, but what exactly are we using that money for is actually different. What we're using it for is actually different. So to be very, very honest, I just really want you to know that sharing your problem is still finished, I still feel like you should be able to say it. Even if you don't want to talk to anybody on this earth, I feel like we should actually talk to God, because at the end of the day, it's God that actually knows why we are all in this situation. And he said, knock, the door shall be open, seek, you shall find, and then what's the last thing? I cannot remember, you know it. So yes, say it. Oh, give. Ask and shall be given, knock and shall find, knock and the door shall be open, seek and you shall find. Yeah, basically those are the things. So it's just for us to summon the courage, take our time to actually ask God for this particular thing or whatever you are going through. Depression is actually real, but it's just that the people, the way Nigerians in general has actually portrayed the idea of depression, that's why most people don't believe that it's actually real. Not be everybody where you see or you pass for streets, they all right. Everybody, they face their own problem. They know the right time for face. Now, when you hit that person, you go, I be seeing himself get problem where they face. So, I beg you in the name of God, look out for people, your loved ones most especially. A simple, hi, how are you, would actually go a long way. Is it that the person wants to talk or is it that the person doesn't want to talk? At least you tried. I don't want us to be in a situation whereby we lose our family member or our friend. Okay, now just imagine, she listed some names. She said her mom, her dad, and some other people, I think her friends or something. So imagine that particular friend that did not know that her friend was going through that, or his friend was going through that. Now the friend is gone. Now the only thing that will be ringing in the person's head is, oh, what exactly was going through ahead? What was she going through? What exactly was wrong with her? But we spoke, we were good, she was smiling. Everybody is actually smiling because they don't want to see finish. They know that everybody is seeing shaggy, but to be very, very honest, nobody is all right. Some people are actually suffering heartbreaks. I don't know, there's a girl that just died this same week. I don't know what actually killed her, but the whole message, the tweet that I actually saw, was something about her not being loved by people around her, blah 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 blah, things like that. To be honest, everybody is in shiggy. Man go break person heart, woman go break person heart. There's no money in the country, there's no love from family or from friends. People are going through different things. So this is me actually telling you that you have a family member, you have a friend, or you have friends, you have family members, genuinely check up on them. A lot of things are going through everybody's minds, so just check up on them. How are you? They might not be sincere with that, how are you, but at least you reached out. And people will definitely want to pour out their feelings, or however they're feeling, to some certain people. You might just be that one person that will listen to somebody, and then the person will pour out their heart to you. Please, as you're going out, everybody is not smiling, everybody's angry. Nigeria is hard. The society is not even smiling with everybody. People are dying up and down. So I beg you, know what you are doing on the streets, know who you are talking to on the street. Don't go fight with person. Now one blow or one push fit kill person. So I beg you, avoid physical contact with anybody. Just day your day, make everybody day their day. But when you see person need help, I beg, reach out. It no matter how small, but at least you tried. I beg in the name of God, all of those suicidal thoughts that are in your head, I beg you, this life now one, if you actually do anything to take your life, that's it. And that other side where you they go fit tough past this side, because God don't tell us for him. Holy books, they make we know they think of suicidal thoughts. Talk less of to commit suicide. So I beg you in the name of God, don't allow the other part of your life to be harder than the one that you are facing here. If God says it's your time, then it's your time. If God says it's my time, then it's my time. Rather than for me to cut my life short. and then just assume that, oh, that's what God wanted for me. That's not what God wanted for me. I'm definitely going to bear the consequences if I do it. So put that in your head, that particular word that I just said. I am going to bear the consequences of my actions, because we always do. So I beg you in the name of God, take those thoughts away from your head. It's hard, but please pray to God, talk to somebody, and then just try to push through, because God got you and every other person in your life got you. So yes, say no to suicide. Thank you and God bless. Jimmy Mubarak to my Muslim brothers and sisters. Don't forget to have a blessed weekend. And yeah, you can text me or send a DM on IG. My IG handle is mamnef_ on Snapchat, amadu_nafisat1 on Twitter, which is amadu_nafisat. Anyone that suits you, just send that DM if you really want to talk. Or yeah, talk to somebody else, better still, as long as you're happy. I wish you the very best, and I pray that this weekend is going to be amazing and blessed. Have a wonderful day and also a wonderful weekend. I am out of here. Till the next time I'm here, I remain your baby girl and very own host, Nafisat. I'm out.